Welcome to Floating Lifty Podcast. I'm Shouwen.
I'm John.
And I'm Noah.
And so since we started to offer tea classes in our new tea studio, we met a lot of new tea drinkers. And of course, then the three most asked questions got asked again. For example, how long do you brew your tea? Can I use a timer? And you guys know me? Shouwen, can I use a timer? No. That was me in the past. Oh, try not to. Don't use it. Just struggle and figure it out. I guess I'm getting older and I'm getting more relaxed and getting more to be considerate. If you really have to use a timer, how about today we run an experiment on this subject? Use a timer. So, and today is going to be very fun. We're going to drink a tea. It's supposed to be a Da Hong Pao and I had not drank this tea before. It's not that I never had Da Hong Pao. Maybe I never had a real Da Hong Pao, but I never have this tea. And so this will be a new tea. And normally when I receive a new tea, I just brew it.
Yeah,
I try to figure out. But today, there is a instruction attached to the bag and let's follow it. How about this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
So, John, do you have a cell phone? Can you time me?
Yeah, I will get a timer ready.
Yeah, 30 seconds, please.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
All right.
And then please lay your phone on the table so I can see it. Not that I don't trust you. I really trust you.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Do your stopwatch.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, stopwatch.
That way it won't ding.
Oh.
Okay, this is exciting. I should turn my... I should go on airplane mode.
And then today, the experiment will be just... Let's just share our feelings.
Yeah.
You know, let's not... what is better and what is worse, just let's share our observation and feelings.
Mm.
And then from that, we might actually go into our second recording and see what's happening.
So what's Great. The, should we talk about what the experiment is? Or?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So use a timer.
Basically, how do you use a timer?
Do you use a timer?
Cool.
You are so new and you're like uncomfortable and it's a new tea and I'm a new tea drinker and I absolutely have no idea what to do.
Right.
And then the bag comes with a timer and I would like to follow the timing.
So that's the question. And then the issue that we've found with timers generally
is people are not focusing. Tea brewing.
Not connected to the
not
tea water brewing.
Not connected to the tea. And so I'm going to, that's why I asked you to put the timer on the table for me, tea brewer, to look at the timer. Because most of the people, when they have a timer on the table, they actually look at it.
Looking at the timer.
In the old times, there's an old school timer. And I noticed people actually walk away because it will beep.
Mm-hmm.
They will put everything in, timer on, boom, they walk away. So let's try to repeat that. And I think we might actually cover that in our season, whatever. Yeah. So let's do this.
And is the amount that you put in also measured by the instructions?
Yes. Yeah. But it's not important. People don't need to know.
Should I start it when it's full of water or as soon as you start hitting the water?
You choose. And
I mean, you choose in the same way both times.
Maybe when it's full, maybe when you're done pouring. That's maybe, I feel like, what somebody might do, right?
I don't know.
Oh, none of us follow time. But as long as we follow it, just keep
going. Yeah, once the water goes in, once she starts pouring the water in, that's what I do.
Okay, all right, I'll start once the water hits the leaves.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay,
once
here we go.
Once the water hits the leaves.
Here we go. It's exciting.
And then I'll look at the... Ooh. It's hypnotized.
It goes by faster than you think.
It does.
Yeah.
It's actually.
I have never looked at a timer when I brew tea, so this is actually really fun.
Yeah.
It makes me anxious.
Kind of, right? 25, 26.
Yeah,
we're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah.
29, 30, pour it
30,
off.
30, 30, 30.
Oh my God.
Oh no, there's.
I failed.
Pour it off, pour it off.
Okay, okay.
35.
Okay, then.
36.
Second one, just do whatever. Okay.
38. We'll do 38 next time.
Okay, we'll do 38.
Jeez Louise.
I told you.
It really does stress you out a little bit.
You see my face turn red.
Yeah, it's like.
We just weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
We weren't ready for it. So this really is an experiment because we didn't try it before the podcast. As you can see.
Ooh, this is fun.
Apparently it takes practice to like really pour it out precisely at 30 seconds too. You got to like.
I mean, were ready people to hold this it precise?
And... Maybe, yeah. I bet some people, I don't know. I bet some people.
When I first started, I really was precise.
If you're really,
yeah, really precise.
If you're really precise, like as this precise, then let us know.
Because I was genuinely fearful that if I went past the thing, it would be ruined.
And also let us know, like, if you poured in right at the beginning of the time or start
that
the timer.
That part doesn't matter.
I want to know what people are doing at home.
Oh, okay, I'm curious. Okay. Yeah. That's really fun. Sorry, not the tea.
We were all like freaking out.
I was like freaking out.
Me too.
And then now at this moment, then just get a feeling of the tea, you know? Yeah. And then if you want to repeat what we guys went through in our fundamental tea learning, then now I'm like observing my the tea liquid, where is it hitting my mouth, does it have much expansion, etc., etc. And overall how I feel about this tea.
I think I'm coming back to what John said earlier. I'm trying to decide how much is the tea and how much is the brewing method,
right?
If we just brewed
could
normal,
have brewed it normal, maybe we brew it longer.
I'm kind of used to the way that we brew.
Yeah, tea. Yeah. I would definitely. I feel like if it were me and I was not timing, I would push it a little bit longer.
Should we not?
Oh wait, say, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You don't have to keep talking.
Oh, okay.
The camera can be on John.
Oh yeah, that's true. The camera is on John.
Oh yeah, we have multiple
John.
Angles.
Yeah.
Really
oh,
exciting
wow.
stuff, John.
Yeah.
I'm not a very exciting person.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of... Yeah, there's... I'm not sure if I had much expansion in the
Yeah, not much,
mouth.
Right? But this is
some
good enough foundation.
It's not clean enough tea. Some,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, that part... Yeah, that was
It does
good.
Feel a little bit messy.
And then...
Also feels really light. Like I wouldn't have brewed it this light.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I would have probably pushed it
a lot longer than that.
It's amazing how quick 30 seconds is.
Yeah, I was not expecting.
Really
that.
Think about it.
Yeah.
When you're looking at it, that went by in a flash.
Yeah, but like a lot of if you receive teas, a lot of Kung Fu instructions is like 25.
Yeah, or even less. Seconds. Or even
yeah.
less.
Yeah, even less. Yeah. Like some like 15. Yeah. And then so since we did 38.
Supposed to be doing 30 seconds, but we went to 38 seconds.
38.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
so 30 would be even less than what we did.
Yeah.
Cool. And then so let's run a second infusion then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Second infusion, and I will want to look at the timer again.
Also
and
adding.
Did it give you instructions of,
and then
of
add,
the second step?
Add 15 seconds.
Add 15 seconds.
So 38 plus 15. Do some math, please.
No. Take it away, Noah.
We just call it 55, huh?
55. Sounds
okay.
Good. Okay. Then we just second round, we just follow the same. Mm-hmm. How about this to keep it fair?
Yeah, I mean, I remember like before I met you guys and I was trying to figure out how to do this. Oh, oh.
Okay, so no problem. And then so 55. Okay?
55.
Yeah, so cool.
Okay, here we go.
Don't get too relaxed during this.
Give me that back so that we're ready.
I can reach that over there. I don't want to piss you off either.
Who?
You?
True, you don't piss the tea brewer off.
Yeah. Don't want to disrespect the tea brewer.
Yeah,
you're 24.
Wow, it's so short.
I know, it really goes by fast.
So if like people are brewing like 15 seconds, it's like quick.
You have
well,
to, like,
if
yeah,
there was more leaves in there, I feel like that 30 seconds might have been a good number.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
55, right?
55,
cool.
Yeah.
So get your hands ready.
Yeah.
10 more seconds left.
Yeah, get in position. All right, we're at 50 seconds.
Take it up already.
Yeah, good.
It's ready.
That's perfect. We're doing much better
Here we
this
go.
Second time.
This time.
Boom.
Boom.
Pour it. All right.
Wow, perfect, man.
That was excellent.
And you poured it off within 5 seconds.
Pour it out within 5 seconds.
Rather than spill it all over the place.
Yeah, that's another question is how long,
yeah.
like when do you stop?
Right.
Is it after the pouring is done?
No, the moment, I
The
think.
Moment you start
I
pouring it off.
That will be the measurement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you can control it, right?
Yeah, that's how you can control it.
Okay, so this is 55 seconds.
55 seconds.
The shapes stay pretty the same. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like the first cup a lot better than this one.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why?
This one has like a weird...
Mm.
A weird kind of clayey kind of a taste. Like it's
Oh, so it's more on the taste that you don't like.
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of muddy.
Okay. Cool.
It's stronger, though.
Yeah.
It's thicker.
It's stronger,
it's thicker. But maybe because it was lighter the previous time, it was a little bit more palatable.
But imagine that person is very new. So the person wouldn't be able to make that kind of assessment to decide, is it me or is it the tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really tough.
So not yet, right, for them. And so for those people, I seriously encourage the people to go back to our podcast on the fundamentals, like learning to watch how the tea breath plays out, the structure, mobility, et cetera, the scent part. Once again, it's the same thing. What is the mobility of the scent, and then follow the liquid, that kind of stuff, and keep working on that. That you can build a little bit foundation on how to assessment on a tea.
You know what else is practice? If you don't have someone to brew tea with you, they could potentially practice just doing grandpa style, or like soaking in a bowl style.
Yes.
Right?
Which might be my idea on the second.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Recording. No, that's good.
Spoiler.
Sorry, bad Noah, bad.
Okay, good. No, I didn't finish that cup of tea at all. No problem.
Not a fan.
I don't like it. It's uncomfortable to my stomach.
Okay.
My stomach.
So next round, we'll do exactly the same experimentation on the timing, basically. But I will at the same time looking at the timer and then come back to the tea. I'll do both ways.
Oh, here's what I thought we were gonna do. That's a one idea. This is how I understood it before. Is that you would have John take the timer away, and then you would just focus on the tea, and then he would tell you when to pour it out?
Well, yeah, we can run that kind, but the thing is, if that person brew tea at home alone, so does that person just set a beep?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then just practice.
So maybe we should actually set the beep.
Yeah, sure.
To see how that goes with the actual like beeping going off.
And then set your
in time.
But you put your like engage your intention.
Yeah.
Basically engage.
And then you guys help me to do that too, because you guys will have a say. I will have the most say on the focusing part, but you guys can help me to focus too.
So I should put the timer out of sight of all of us, maybe. Under the table or something.
Can you make it beep?
Yeah, I'll just do a opposite. Yeah, I'll do a timer. So 30 seconds again, right?
38. We just
seconds.
Run set.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Fair.
Yeah.
We already go outside of the box over there.
I do have a feeling that going from 38 and then 55 is kind of like 38 was too short, 55 was too long.
Oh. But let's just focus.
Yeah, totally. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that again.
On the timing and then help people to explore.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Because those are the kinds of thoughts that you hopefully would have as a tea brewer. You could
eventually
see the times.
Go outside of this box.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm ready.
Yeah? Cool. Go. Ooh, get it ready.
Don't worry, I'll hold your intention for you there.
Oh, thank you.
Hey John, will you hold the intention there for a minute? I have to go to the bathroom.
I got it.
Sorry. Thank you, T. Wow, you guys are crazy. I'll just get it ready.
That's good.
Oh, there it is.
But just like the first round, it's so intense, my face turned red again.
That's what a lot
yeah,
more
I
chill
feel like
me,
so. I feel so much like anticipation, like I'm on the edge of my seat, waiting for to know when it's time.
Oh
wow, it's quite a bit different. Yeah,
that's huge.
That's
undeniably.
Huge.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. People, we are not playing trick on the episode, man.
You saw how we all reacted at the same time.
Oh wow, way more bouquet. Way more fruity notes, way more opening. Rounder.
Yeah, the broth doesn't taste underbrewed either.
Actually quite a good timing. Good enough timing.
Yeah, there's like more movement.
Yeah, totally more More throat, more
opening. Because the first round is only on the top of my tongue. Yeah. I kind of feel bland.
A little bit all over the place, like not focused.
What a dramatic change.
It's really dramatic.
Tell you what, tea is alive, you know?
Yeah,
tea is alive. So people, we'll run through the second one. Just the first infusion on the second round already make a huge change.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, there's just a lot more to watch this time. Like I'm noticing it in more places, like in my mouth and just kind of the movement, and even like it's lasting longer afterwards somewhat.
The we call it essence, the impression of the tea, aftertaste of the tea is all longer now.
It feels way more comfortable.
There's more shape, like the tea is finally shaping up. We're seeing this tea finally. And before it's like, okay, I drank some tea with some flavor.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be Da Hong Pao flavor, I guess. Or overall, Cliff Tea flavor.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow, that was really dramatically
different. That's really dramatic. I would not expect this. I don't know how it's going to run. It's a new tea to me. Because I thought, well, I probably shouldn't use my own tea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, just something also go outside of my comfort zone, you know, something that I feel familiar with. On the top of that, I don't drink a lot of Cliff tea overall because I don't have a lot of access to Cliff tea. Yeah. So okay. Second round.
55, right?
Oh, I guess it doesn't really matter to me at this point.
Yeah, we should do it again.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, 55.
I did.
Wow, this is so fun.
This is cool. I feel like none of us knew what the results might be.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. And then let's all try to help to put some, whatever you could do, put some intention into the tea.
I think that anticipation, the tea is like a response to anticipation.
Mm. Oh, and then by the way, I should probably hold it up just to prepare.
True. You think the anticipation is a positive?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think tea responds. I've noticed that the tea responds well to anticipation.
Because tea knows you are actually there.
Yeah.
It shows all the difference.
Wow. There it is.
Second infusion.
Yummy.
Yummy.
You can see how much thicker it is.
Mm.
That second infusion the first time looked pretty ugly, actually. The broth looks oily this time.
Yeah.
Like more texture.
It's almost broken, like it was two pieces, like the water and the tea were separate in the last time.
I would say better than last round, but now we are more like experienced tea drinkers. If right now you want to make assessment now on the tea, I would say the tea doesn't have a lot of holding. Means... it's almost dying already.
Yeah, there's not a lot. There's not a lot left.
Yeah, and a lot of teas are like this way. But we're not going to go into critiquing
the tea. Yeah,
geeking out on the tea, whatever the second holding, the third holding. Today, that's just it. Really, like focus on the timer.
Yeah.
For a tea drinker, a tea brewer who is so brand new to tea, and I do understand. The part that the fear of not knowing, really absolutely not knowing what to do, and would like to practice Kung Fu tea.
Because a lot of people see this thing for the first time on the internet.
My experience.
And then they would like to follow a timer to be feel a little bit safe to start to go into Kung Fu tea brewing. In the past, as I said, I always say, do not use the timer. Timer will make the tea go bad. Now I am in a place I say, well, I still want to work with, because they are tea drinkers to me. How can I work with them? Then yes, use the timer. However, there's also an art of using the timer. And I just noticed timer made me feel absolutely uncomfortable. Just to me, maybe to some tea drinkers, a new tea drinker still not, but we already noticed a huge difference and we all agree. And seriously, we play on this experiment first time with this tea in this way. it shows a dramatic change. So when you use a timer, whatever you can do as a tea brewer, just sit here with your tea and look at, even just look at your Gaiwan, mm-hmm. rather than looking at the timer. So make it beep and hide the timer. And I think it already shows a difference.
I mean, it shows how much, really this experiment is, the variable is not the timing.
Yeah.
The variable is the intention.
Yeah. Right.
And the control is the timer.
Yeah.
Mm. We just usually don't use a timer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Or sorry, the constant. The constant is the timer. The
constant.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. The control would be just bring to normal.
Yeah.
But intention is like so incredibly big.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a dramatic intention, actually. I mean, I was like...
Just like I'm waiting for the tea.
Just holding it, waiting
yeah,
for
just,
it.
I'm holding it and you guys are like...
I am here with the tea right now.
Yeah,
right.
Basically, it's just that it's not like you are like channeling like... special energy or like
because sometimes I'll come in to brew tea and my mind will be in the wrong place, be thinking about other things, and then I'll get like two infusions in. I'm like, what the heck am I doing right now? I'm just wasting everyone's time and also wasting all these farmers' tea by not like settling myself first. Why am I thinking about what I'm gonna have for dinner, you know? Why am I thinking about whatever else, right? Because if you're not physically there, the difference is not just like in your experience. The difference is objective on the taste. It's undeniable.
Yeah, such a huge change, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, and then in the next, since we there's so much fun on this episode, I will just close it up with this. The reason why I think people either choose to use a timer or not to use a timer, we all have a basic, similar, the same goal. We want this tea to taste good, right? So then, what is good? Do we just follow the instruction and that is good? Or do we use something else and then that is good? Then what is good is actually, I call it tea assessments. The tea drinker need to know if a tea is good. That's called learning process. And then, so we're gonna close this one up with here, and then we'll go into the following, like how to maybe run assessments on yourself at home when you receive a new tea.
All this and more coming next 2 weeks from now.
Tune in.
Okay.
Floating Leaves Tea Podcast.
Wow, it's so good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you next
Fun.
Time.
That was great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.